Go Nintendo Podcast for episode 17!
Yes!
Yes!
I thought it was 16.
Nicky Hill did think it was 16.
And I was wrong.
That's because last week you said it was going to be your last week. Yet here he is again.
I didn't say that last week. You did.
No, you said it. That was you. That was you speaking.
Wait, I thought last week was Mother Brain and Droth's last show. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that is.
Last Maybe week, as a team, right?
Droth and Mother Brain, no more.
All right.
We killed Droth.
It's everyone's last show.
This is the last show altogether. All right, we have Do Michaels.
Hi, thanks for having me back, guys. You know, long-time listener kind of stuff.
Nicky Hill.
Hey.
Myself. Hi. Mother Brain.
Hello.
John the Savage.
Hello.
And Kirby.
Hey, what's up?
So, lots of Revolution news this week, but we're going to start off with a little Zelda.
Yes!
Reggie spoke with Club Nintendo Magazine in Nintendo's efforts to once again clear up that Twilight Princess is coming out on the GameCube and not the Revolution. So, I will play the part of Club Nintendo. Who would like to take Reggie?
I'm taking Reggie.
All right. So
I think
this is
Rita's part.
This is this is Reggie's interview with Club Nintendo. The delay of Twilight Princess is because it could be launched for Revolution System. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
I don't think any of these questions are really questions.
Is the delay of Twilight Princess because it could be launched in the Revolution System in 2006?
The reason of the delay was because Miyamoto said he wants it to be the best Zelda ever, but it's a hard record to achieve, so he asked for more time. We will be launching it in April, and it will be for the GameCube.
The launching dates of Zelda and the Revolution will be close?
Revolution is a system with which, spelled wrong, you will be able to play Zelda, because it's backwards compatible, but it's important to know that we will have this Zelda adventure for the GameCube.
Maybe witch wasn't spelled wrong, and that's a Nintendo buzzword. Witch? Have you played it?
Yes, but not the final version. But some of the latest graphics and screenshot look awesome, I must say.
Is there a great improvement between what's showed at E3 and what you have seen?
Well, the screenshots are mostly the same, but the important improvements have been on the story, bosses, and the areas.
Yeah! That was an excellent
you,
Reggie.
Wait a minute. Done.
Even though it didn't sound at all like Reggie, I like your interpretation of Reggie.
Thank you very much.
Reggie, you had a lot of his heart.
I have a lot of respect for that man.
You had heart and energy.
So, Reggie, once again coming out on behalf of Nintendo and saying, Twilight Princess to GameCube. Do we believe Nintendo or not?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe Reggie. Reggie says it's true.
I want to believe you, Nintendo. I want to believe you real bad.
Why would he tell us lies?
That's right. Why would he? Unless he's being fed the lies himself without even knowing it. What?
How sad would that be?
Oh, man.
Having one of your top guys and feeding them lies.
He would quit and come work with us.
No, wait.
Did you hear that, Reggie? That's an offer!
Did we talk a couple weeks ago about Zelda? And one of the reasons it was delayed was for motion capture?
We talked about that could be one of the possibilities,
okay.
Although it was not confirmed.
I was
but we didn't talk about John the Savage's dream that had Reggie in it. Would you care to go into that dream?
Oh, you mean the one that also had Charles Grodin in
yes,
it?
Yes. Just give us a little bit of the
humorous
rundown of the dream.
Wait, was this the old Charles Grodin or the young one from, like, Midnight Run?
Present day Charles Grodin.
Not Beethoven? Better.
All right, so give us a dream.
Let's see where this is going.
The short version.
So, we're going along, we're doing our podcast and everything, and Charles Grodin comes up to me and tells me I'm off the show. I'm off the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Because apparently I just suck, but you all know that.
We didn't want to tell you.
So
we paid him off.
And this all takes place in a warehouse, by the way. To be even stranger.
What are you talking about?
This is where we record
the show.
Anyway,
so I'm in the warehouse and. Since I can no longer do the podcast, I, you know, just start doing warehouse jobs, and,
Were you working the forecast?
Yeah, stacking shelves or whatever, and,
busy work.
Reggie kind of came up to me and apologized, and he's like, you know, I'm sorry you had to be off the show, but it's better for everything, and, you know, Charles Grodin's just doing his job, don't feel bad.
So, long story short, we became property of Nintendo and worked with Charles Grosjean.
Hey, you never know.
And then we convinced John the Savage that it was all a dream.
That's what I was going to say. Unfortunately, John the Savage, that was not a dream.
Dream.
Wait, has
yes,
anyone
that's
else...
why we're in a warehouse.
House.
Has anyone else here had, like, a dream about, like, a really obscure celebrity? Like...
The only one I know that constantly has them is John the Savage.
Okay. I kind of had one, but it wasn't. There's nothing like Nintendo related in it, so I'll just save it for later.
We'll save that for the other podcast we do. The
strange, obscure celebrity dreams.
I need to write them down.
That's
man.
Always a popular one. Yeah, maybe we'll get into that later on. John the Savage's strange dreams. But anyway, another big Nintendo guy, Jim Merrick, works for Nintendo of Europe. Oh, wait! He's gonna work for Nintendo of America now! Woo!
Coming across the pond, huh?
Coming back.
USA! Yeah.
He worked for Nintendo of America, left for Nintendo of Europe, felt his job was completed in Europe, coming back to America. So we're gonna have Reggie and Merrick. So that's a dynamic duo.
Like do you think Reggie feels threatened by Merrick? Maybe
do you think
little?
We will see a fight between Merrick and Reggie at E3?
Yes.
No.
And which one will have the better superpower?
Can
Reggie be threatened by anything?
Can we just have Merrick ride in on Reggie's like shoulders?
Now, see, that would be amazing. They should do that to promote Mario and Luigi Partners in Time.
Oh, man, that'd be great. Have Reggie come in with a backpack and Jim Merrick will be like, fetal position in the backpack. That's an entrance.
But, yes, the reasons for Mr. Merrick leaving Nintendo of Europe were not bad. He just felt like he had done his job there, and Nintendo said that if he would like to transfer back to Nintendo of America, that he was welcome to. So, he's coming back with us, and hopefully he'll help further the positive image that Nintendo's been picking up this holiday season, which I'll get into later. Now we're on to Revolution talk, of which there was a lot. This week, revolution.ign.com was launched, so IGN finally has up their Revolution channel, and they had two big articles to launch the channel with, and the guys over at IGN managed to talk to more than a few companies about power and stuff like that with the Revolution, but that those third-party companies were not allowed to say who they were because they would be breaking contract with Nintendo. So they gave the information, but didn't give their names. So I'm going to go through the companies. We're going to talk about what each one of them had to say. Company number one said, to be honest, it's not much more powerful than an Xbox. It's like a souped-up Xbox. But it's the controller that makes a difference, and the controller is really nice. So, souped up Xbox. Does that bother us or no? I'd say it doesn't bother me. So
no, because yeah. It gives you something to measure it against that we know right now. It's something that
yeah, as we have. Know, as far as this current generation minus Xbox 360, we know Xbox was the most powerful. So souped up Xbox, bringing with the new controller, that's fine by me. I mean, it's not like we're going back to Atari graphics or ColecoVision or anything like that. So.
It's a point of reference.
Maybe they would. Company 2 spoke on the RAM that the Revolution contains, and they say it's the same as the GameCube plus an extra 64 megs. So that would that'd make it roughly around 102 megs, I think. I'm not sure. Company 3 spoke on RAM. They said, there's more RAM that you can use, but Nintendo is using that for general memory, like game saves and all sorts of things. You could use it, but you can't rely on it. So in other words, the Revolution contains other RAM that's dedicated to game saves and I'm sure game downloads and stuff like that. And you can use it when you're developing games, but it's not suggested. Like, it's not... The company shouldn't expect to be able to use it. While it may be there, don't expect to have it, have access to it. Company number 4 spoke of the Hollywood, GPU, which is the GPU of the system that hasn't been announced as far as specifically what it does and what the power of it is. And they say, as soon as we find out what it can do, then we'll know if the Revolution will just be like an Xbox or something a little more. So, they're saying that the development kits that they have right now basically are like a souped-up Xbox, but once they see what the Hollywood GPU and the Broadway CPU can do, that might significantly alter what the graphics can do in a better way. So, do we think that these new chips, or do we think that these unannounced chips are going to give a big boost to the Revolution graphics? Do we think it's not going to help that much, or do we care?
I care. I hope it boosts it big time. I don't want it to be just a souped-up Xbox. I mean, I know it's going to be quote-unquote revolutionary, and yes, they have a controller that's going to be, you know, out of sight or something that we've never seen before.
Out of sight!
But I want good graphics, too. I mean, I'm a little whore.
Well, what you're saying is you want good graphics, but you want better graphics than what the GameCube can do. Because you and I would both agree that GameCube graphics are good, but you'd like next generation good graphics.
That's what I'm talking about.
Alright.
If for nothing else but to save face against the other systems
yeah,
that are out.
I was gonna say, as long as it's, I don't care if the graphic or the power isn't the best. It could be third most powerful, but as long as it's kind of close, you know?
Now, see, that's an important thing to mention, because a lot of the processing power that's in the Sony PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 has a lot to do with high-definition stuff for high-definition TVs. Revolution's not going to have high-def, and that significantly lowers the processing power needed for the Revolution. So while we might be able to see graphics that compare to what's on Xbox 360 and PS3, it just won't be high definition. Which for us, without high definition TVs, it doesn't matter. And even with, personally, in a high definition war, I don't think it matters too much. But if we can have a game that looks pretty much like what it does on the other two systems, minus the high definition, then I'd say that that's a good step. So
what if these new developments make regular TVs look and go, woo!
Well, if they make me do that noise, then I'm sure it'll be great. Someone was talking about expanded definition on regular TVs, as in like 480 progressive and stuff like that. That still looks much better than what a regular TV can do. And that's not something companies have really pushed. Like, games can run in progressive scan like that, but not many companies have really given it a push. Microsoft is obviously going for the high definition push, as Sony is expected to also. If Nintendo pushes this, the 480 progressive and stuff like that as an expanded definition, that'll cater to people with high definition TVs and current generation TVs. So I think if they use that as a marketing ploy, I think that'll really help them out as far as in the high definition argument, because it does mean a lot to some people, just like the graphics do. Company 5 talked about developing on the Revolution. They said, "We are looking at it quite differently. It's like another current generation platform for us, but it's such a nice controller that it opens up a lot of possibilities. It's very different and very precise," which is a lot of what we've heard from many other companies. Once they actually get their hands on the controller, they really approve of what it can do, and see how it can open up all different types of gameplay elements. Company 6, the last company, spoke on game developers' reaction to the Revolution. They said, "People are interested, but they're still taking it all in at the moment. I'm sure Nintendo is going to get a fair amount of support. Probably a lot of people will initially look at existing franchises and whether or not they can kind of do customized versions for Revolution using most of the assets they've got. But whether they'll say, okay, let's do something completely original for it, that's the other question, because it could be quite expensive to do that. Not as expensive as doing PS3 or Xbox 360 game. But if you're a third party and you want to do a cross-platform, if you're doing a game on the 360, you can do it on a PS3 or PC using the same assets, and it does make it a bit easier." I don't know if I agree with that so much. I mean, I'm going against what a game developer's saying, but they outright said that developing a game for the Revolution, even utilizing the unique features of the Revolution, will still be more cost-effective than making a game on a PS3 or 360. So I think when you're spending the same, or you're spending a huge amount of money on one, and you can port it over, you can obviously port portions of the game to every system. But if you can throw in a little extra money and get the added benefit of the Revolution controller and have completely new game styles and gameplay elements to a third-party game, I think that would be worth it, because you're offering something. Say it's a Splinter Cell game. Splinter Cell is going to be the same on PS3 and Xbox 360. But if it comes out on Revolution, you're going to have added elements of the controller and things that you won't be able to do on the other systems, and things that people will look at and possibly take in consideration when they're buying whichever version of the game they're going to pick up. So, they've said all around that Revolution is going to be cheaper than Xbox 360 and PS3 to develop on, so I would see that as a reason right there for more game developers to take a chance on making Revolution games. What do you think?
Developers.
Could it possibly be cheaper, though, because the, like, graphics are not going to be as powerful.
Like, oh, yeah, definitely. Like, high-definition stuff, that's really taxing on systems, and if the companies don't have to worry about making their games run in high-definition, then that eliminates a lot of the cost right there. That's an aspect that they don't even have to worry about. So, they could strip that from the Revolution version, have a cheaper version right there, and have the controller that you won't be able to experience that type of gameplay like that anywhere else. So.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Motel 6 for game developers.
Exactly. Yeah. The Motel 6, well, I don't want to say anything bad about Motel 6, but it's a Motel 6 that provides quality.
Yeah, it's a classy kind of Motel
6. Has there ever been a classy or a Motel 6?
It's a 5-star Motel 6.
How about a Motel 7?
Ooh, I'd stay there. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna...
We're just gonna what?
He's just gonna say Motel 8.
I'd stay in a Motel 8.3.
I can afford $8 a night.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I don't remember.
No, you remember.
What was I gonna say? I was going to comment on the fact that both Xbox, Microsoft, and Sony came out with their designs for different wand controllers right after the Revolution controller came out. So,
well, they didn't really come out
well,
with different ones, but
that they have the they were working towards. The
no, that's the thing. They didn't announce them. Somebody found them, so they turned up after Revolution. But
I mean, chances are they're going to start developing something that's going to be somewhat similar. So third-party developers are going to probably.
I understand.
Really look
saying.
Towards the Revolution as like
is this
where we're
work?
Going. This
yeah.
is where we're headed.
They're
going to
look at the Revolution
is going to kind of start to follow.
Yeah, they're going to look at the Revolution's first 6 months. If it picks up and it sells, they're going to be like, people like the Revolution. This is what they're going to go with. So with the other systems, Sony and Microsoft might say, maybe we should go ahead with that controller. And then I understand what you're saying, because the Revolution will be the platform where the game starts on and then be ported to other systems.
Maybe not even their controller for like future consoles, but for some games you can have that same sort of controller.
Yeah.
like the floor pad or something like that.
Yeah.
Works for specific games.
And to keep in mind, Sony and Microsoft's ideas for wand controllers only moved up, down, left, and right. They had no in, out, and they weren't as precise or turning or tilting. I always forget that, and you
always
remember.
It blows my mind. I heard Reggie talking about it though.
Personally?
At the Nintendo World Store.
In person?
Yeah, when he was... Well, he didn't tell me.
Did he take you behind the scenes and show you the wand?
Wait.
It was said like that on purpose.
It's a
twist
magical.
The wand. It's fun.
Wow.
Up, down, up,
in
down.
In and out.
You win! You win!
Alright.
I'm sticking down your name.
Yeah.
High score.
My name's Reggie. I'm about loving ass and taking names.
Alright, okay, alright.
Wow, I think you've attacked the man.
Alright, yeah, we like Reggie. It's
but
all
lots
good
of respect
fun.
For him. Lots of respect.
That's right. Alright. Revolution price point. Speculation on IGN about the price point, too. They speculate everything. They talk to, once again, developers that wish to keep their name hidden and ask them,
We'll call this one Rufus.
Okay.
That's a dumb name for a company.
We'll,
and a dog.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
This is unbelievable.
Rufus said, every developer was in agreement that Revolution should launch with a price tag of $149 or lower. Some speculated that based on the tech, a $99 price point would not be out of question. Wow.
Ah!
Is that a good ah?
I don't understand how a system that's going to be more powerful than the DS is going to be $50 cheaper.
Because you have to think in terms of console production instead of portable production. I did say production the first time, right?
I think so.
Alright. Yeah, if they're going to be using a lot of the same technology that's in the GameCube, just a little bit souped up, it's going to maintain the prices that it takes to make a GameCube today. So those prices are a lot lower. So when the DS came out, it was an extremely low price point for what it could do.
It was all brand new.
And that's
technology.
Why prices, yeah, but that's why prices drop as the years go on, because it comes easier to manufacture and
so
cost-effective and stuff like that.
And keep in mind, it's still fun to go.
So the Revolution will cost you $30 in about 3 years. We're almost there with the GameCube, so... Which is unfortunate.
Well, then I'm going to wait a couple years.
I mean, it's going to go up. Up, up, up!
Well, I want to go on record as saying that they're not going to launch $100.
I don't say 99. I think if they launch the system by itself,
like 130.
And one controller, that could be 99. But I think what they're going to do is throw in the joystick attachment and the controller shell and make that 150. And that's fine by me.
I think they're going to make it $200.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I wouldn't be completely offended.
No, 200 is fine by me too.
At all.
If I had, I don't know that I'd go with. I'd stick with the 150 or 189 is a good price point.
They've really got it going for them because all the other systems are like $400.
Yeah.
So they can charge anywhere up to like $300,
exactly.
And I think all of us would be like, "This is great! It's cheaper than the other systems."
What makes you say 200?
Just because they'd be mad to sell for 150 or lower. I mean, they can get whatever they want.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely understand what you're saying. Just like we said, if the other systems are selling for $4, why not sell for $3? But Nintendo
because
wants
they're good,
to...
honest people.
That's right. But Nintendo wants to get it out to the consumer at a much or at a very reasonable price and have a huge impact on the market. So. If they get out at 200, sells like crazy, overtakes the other two systems are going to be screwed. They're going to be like, we'll drop ours to 330, and they're going to be like, we could get the Revolution for 200, 150, whatever.
Yeah. So. And is it so wrong for the company to make a profit that they could just dump right back into development?
Exactly.
Like that?
Exactly. That's the thing. Every Revolution that Nintendo makes, they'll still make a profit off of. It may be a small one, but Nintendo has never put out a system where they hadn't made a profit off of it.
Or it could be a large one.
As where Microsoft is losing something like $123 every Xbox 360 they sell, and Sony just recently... Wow. Posted a very small profit on their PlayStation 2. So after this long of selling PlayStation 2, they finally made a little bit of profit. And now they're getting rid of it. Or it'll be gone soon enough, so.
That's just poor business.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't think that, the Nintendo, I don't think that they could make Microsoft or Sony nervous, though, ever. I mean, they're all three systems are going to sell no matter what.
See, the reason...
I don't think that Nintendo's going to come out and, like, people are going to come back to Nintendo. I can't see that happening. I was in... This is a true story, I'm sorry. But I was in GameStop the other day. The only guy looking in the Nintendo section that was all the way in the back corner. And this kid was in there with his mom. And I don't know if you guys have seen the Simpsons episode where... You know, the kid wants Bone Storm and like curses,
Bone Storm, go to hell!
Curses out his mom, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And then I saw it in real life. This kid,
Bone Storm's out.
No, this kid was doing a Bone Storm on his mom, not literally.
Oh,
he was like yelling at her, berating her, this and that. And this guy who worked there walked up to him and was like, you know, do you like racing games? I mean, because Burnout 3, you get to crash cars, this and that. And the kid's like, I like to kill.
Wow.
And I walked out of the store because I was scared.
Well, I'd like to clap for Do Michael's reaction. I would also like to say that the manager of our local GameStop has gotten in touch with me at least twice. Tell me, the hottest selling system of this season?
Your mom.
PSP.
Nintendo DS.
Oh.
He says he cannot keep them on the shelves.
Sure was a PSP.
And he said Mario Kart is selling like crazy, and Animal Crossing is also selling extremely well.
Nintendo's
is still selling, yeah.
Yeah, there's some really great titles, especially for like kids this holiday season.
And the DS, even with the launch of Grand Theft Auto, I just put the story on the site yesterday. Even with the launch of Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City Stories coming out for the PSP in November, the sales of the PSP were still not more than the DS. So I think either people are losing faith in the PSP or people are losing faith in Grand Theft Auto or both. I don't know. But something didn't equal up and it didn't sell nearly what they thought it would. So a lot of analysts are predicting not a very bright future for the PSP. But we'll know once time passes on. What the hell is that?
That's a phone.
I'll go get it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
So anyway...
Let me out.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Let me out.
No, really, go ahead. While Rameet answers the rude phone.
I'm done.
I still hear it, you know.
No, that's not a phone. Alright.
It's a canary.
Anyway, see, that's how you know we don't record in a recording booth.
No.
No, it's a warehouse.
Somebody asked if we recorded in a recording group,
yeah, well,
right?
That's on the message board question, yeah. So...
we'll get to it.
Yeah, so don't answer it now.
I didn't. That wasn't
like
an answer.
No.
You know, sometimes it's a little Christmas present, or Hanukkah present, or Kwanzaa present.
We got weeks.
And they all fall, like, on the same day this year. It's really strange. I think we're all gonna die.
It was a little present to that person. So, anyway, back on track. Electronic Arts.
Somebody punch him.
Electronic Arts has gone on record saying they will be supporting the revolution.
Yay! Yay.
That's a huge developer. Definitely a huge backing for the revolution and for Nintendo. It's good to see EA's on board.
Can I read the quote?
No.
Sure, go ahead.
About the controller?
Yes.
Because I think it looks really
good.
Read the quote!
Woo! It's a brilliant controller, and as usual, we can credit Nintendo with being innovative and neat and fresh and fun. I like the way they do that. They continue to pioneer in our industry. They make some of the best games in the industry, and we look forward to partnering with them.
Yeah.
I look forward to partnering with a revolution.
Hey, nice EA. Kiss ass much?
No. They challenge everything.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, I forgot. You make a very good point.
Yeah, just remember, EA Sports. It's in the game.
EA Sports. Big! So,
wow.
EA also has Alpha Development Kits. Alpha Development Kits in their hands.
I'm sorry, there are cows right now in our room.
Can I continue? Thank you. They have development kits for the revolution in their hands right now, and they're working on games. So, they must have some good ideas if they're already hard at work on more than one. So, I'll be interested to see what EA brings the revolution's way.
Can we get some development kits so we can try out...
What are development kits?
Kits. So we could try out these games that they're developing.
Are you going to ask this question every week? Did you
probably
ask already for getting get us a development kit?
Did we?
Yes. Oh, it was asked already.
Did we get one?
Yes!
We got one?
Yes!
Where is it?
I haven't opened it yet.
Liar. It's still at the warehouse.
All right, other companies such as THQ, Activision, Ubisoft, and EA once again.
Ubisoft!
See a future in the revolution. I don't know if I'm going to read all... I guess
it's
I will.
It's an awful lot. Yeah.
No.
It's the highlights.
It's important. I'm going to try to. Jack Sorensen, the vice president of Worldwide Studios of THQ, sees a lot of possibilities in the Revolution controller as far as like sports titles and sword fighting titles and stuff like that. He also spoke a little bit on how Mario would work in 3D space, saying that you could use one type of controller in one hand and another type in another. And he gave the example of saying, oh, there's a fire, go put that out. And every time you shake your motion controller at something, it can happen. So he's talking about doing two tasks at once. So you run over to the fire and then shake the other controller to put it out. So he's pretty excited for Revolution. Guha Bala, president of Activision's Vicarious Visions, also went along with the idea of the Revolution controller. Bless you.
There's something in the air tonight.
Was Guha Bala the guy from Temple of Doom?
I don't know. I think it was.
You know, the one who betrayed Shiva?
It might be. It has to be. He talked about baseball games, golf games, tennis games, fighting or first-person games, Spider-Man games where you use the controller to sling a web, Tony Hawk games where you use the controller to manipulate the skateboard.
No,
so,
manipulate.
So the controller could be like a tiny skateboard. So like if you want to do a flip kick, you do a little flip. Or if you want to do a little grind, you turn it on its side, right? Stuff like that. So he's on board. David Hawk is a spokesperson for Ubisoft.
Hang on, wait.
Yeah.
Guha Bala says that some of the control schemes may not function well and likened it to patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Guess what, buddy? I can do it.
Well, not everyone can. May I continue now? David Hawk, Ubisoft spokesperson, said, "We have some wonderful ideas for the console and plan to support Nintendo's latest offering, with more details to follow at a future date." And EA's spokesperson, Tammy Shader,
I have to read it because it's a girl,
says,
"Although we're excited about the gameplay possibilities that it introduces, it's a bit too early for us to give specifics on how the new controller will influence the development of our games."
I thought I did the female voices recently.
Wow, she sounds hot.
When when Mother Brain read that question, I was going to start to yell at her because she wasn't using a girl voice, but then I realized she is a girl. And then our favorite guy, Reggie. Dude, would you take this?
I've heard some of the reaction of the EA Sports guys, and they're the ones that are off the hook with what you can do with a two-controller setup.
Booyah! Continue. The next part, I apologize for the dog. Start with the for them quote in the next paragraph.
Oh, I'm sorry, are we talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, Reggie. All right. Well, for them, what's important is our launch lineup. What's important is a very strong first 6 months out of the gate, and frankly, some conversations and arm twisting and encouragement to do unique titles that leverage the controller.
If Reggie was there at my game company twisting my arm to make a game,
You'd cry!
I think I'd do it.
You could probably like twist it right out of the side.
You wouldn't do it because it's broken and you couldn't make games anymore.
I think if Reggie twisted your arm, it would just like create a game in front of you. Like just spawn.
Look at what he's doing to me!
Reggie just showed up.
That's not Reggie. Alright. And that's it for news this week. We're going to get on to message board questions.
Wait, what did I miss?
Everything. So, Nikki Hill, you read the first question.
Good thing you're back.
From Hohez.
Hohez asks.
Hohez!
Can I please?
Every time.
What do you guys think of using strategy guides or facts when playing games?
Wrong.
I agree with you.
Wrong.
Only when it's a game you've already beaten by yourself.
Yes, if you've already beaten the game without the use, then go for it.
But why do you need it then?
Because maybe you want to find, like, little tidbits.
No,
yeah.
Thank you. No, Mother Brain's right.
If you can beat it by yourself, you can sit there and play through every little bit and find everything.
Did anyone just hear him say that? Say it again.
I don't know.
Beat it by yourself.
No. Robbie.
Did I even say that? Because now
Mother Brain, just say it. I don't know what you're talking
Mother
about.
Mother Brain is.
Right?
I didn't hear that.
You said Mother Brain's right.
No, I didn't.
And don't you edit that out.
Mother Brain is...
I said beat it by yourself.
I think, Hohez, if you are getting a terrible headache from playing this level over and over and over, you go online and you find that fact, baby. You do it.
All right.
You get a friend like Roman Cowboy.
Do. I'll agree with you. If you have spent the time trying to solve the problem...
Even if you have the time...
No. Not if you spend 10 seconds and then go online to get the answer. If you spent time, like a couple days or something, trying to solve this... Yeah, a couple days. It's happened before.
Yeah, for somebody like you.
If it happens...
I don't know what
that means. If you spend a good amount of time on it and you're stuck, then go ahead. Go online and check out what you're supposed to do next. But we all know that when you go look... You're gonna look at that thing and be like, oh, that's how I beat that guy. Well, let me just read the next little part and see what I have to do there, too. So, if you're really stuck, go ahead. Otherwise, play it yourself.
Yeah, I think strategy guides have their use, especially for games with, like, lots of secrets and unlockables.
I completely agree with.
Okay.
And I'm saying, like, if you go to a movie, you wouldn't bring the book for the movie and read it as you're going along and be like, oh, that's what's happening.
But the second time you went to watch the movie, you would?
Yeah, so you
if there
compare.
Were secrets, are there secrets?
Ow.
If, what's the name of that movie? What's the name of that movie? Three Men and a Baby. There's that secret about that,
oh boy.
That little thing behind a curtain. I took that knowledge and watched the movie again. That's what it's like. See? It works.
See? All right.
Read the next part.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well. Also wants to know, what are your favorite genres of games? First-person shooters, RPGs, puzzles, etc.
The kinds puzzle. That I can win.
I like etc.
I'm not a big fan of RPGs. Everything or sports. Everything else, I'm cool with.
I don't really like the foops.
You're kind of a puzzle guy.
I do like puzzle games.
Puzzle games are good as long as they're on Nikki Hill's level, which is pretty low.
Well, for example, Tetris is a little too advanced for Nikki Hill. If you give him one block, just one, he can rotate it, and he can do that forever.
But only a square.
But somehow still he loses the game.
And when he plays puzzle games, he has to turn the sound off.
I can't think with all this music!
I have to stack all these squares!
Poor Nikki Hill. Go ahead, Nikki Hill. Read the next question.
Alright. Hohez asks the classic question. If you were stranded on a desert island and you somehow had the ability, blah, 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 what three games would you want on that island with you?
I know.
Go ahead.
Hey, go ahead.
Is this just for you or for all of us?
No, this is for me. I don't care about all of you.
Wow.
I mean, I do, but all right,
go ahead. Answer the question.
Because I'm stranded on a desert island by myself, so.
Answer the question.
Animal Crossing, Tetris, and Ocarina of Time.
Okay. Tetris, I agree with.
Wait a minute. Animal Crossing, you can't have any worldwide internet support.
Doesn't
out there.
Matter.
Okay.
It still checking. Make me feel like I was part of the community.
That's, are we talking about the GameCube?
That's a good point. Or are we talking about the DS?
Well, the DS version.
That's
of
a very
Crossing.
Good point. To take that game because of a sense of community. Like, try and keep your sanity that you're, yeah, you don't have anybody to talk to.
Yeah, that's why the people that play it don't have any real friends.
Get out of my house! Get out of my warehouse!
I don't need you! I don't need you!
I agree with Tetris. I think I would take, Seaman along, because, that'd make me feel like I was actually talking to somebody. Seaman!
Yeah.
Seaman!
Wait, you mean the game where with the goldfish
yes.
and the man's head?
Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Nimoy does the voice, yeah.
Really?
That game
is so creepy.
And, a third game, I can't think of one. I've got my
Adventure
three.
Island.
No.
I would take Nintendogs.
That's a good one.
Companionship.
So you can just turn it off and let your dog...
Shh. Will you let the man answer?
Wow.
He's not Mother Brain. Let him speak.
Wow. Anyway,
sorry,
I would
just,
also
I
take Civilization 4 to pass the many hours. And also Wind Waker, so I could learn how to summon the winds, maybe get off the island.
Oh my god! That's my third game, then. That's a very good point. Anybody else have any game suggestions?
Well, wait, this raises an interesting question. Raw Meat, if you actually were stranded on a desert island, would you, like, you know, dress like Master Higgins and wear, like, a dress skirt?
I think I would have to. I think at one point...
out of coconuts and planks.
And ride the clouds back home.
Oh, yeah,
no, so I think I'd have to wear clothes like that.
So that's why you don't need a third game, because you'll be living.
Exactly. Constantly jumping in the air to grab my food.
I didn't
cracking
even play
eggs
Adventure Island.
I lived there, man.
Yeah, cracking eggs, looking for axes and fireballs.
And don't step on the campfires, because they're hot.
That's true.
Don't trip on rocks.
Don't touch anything bad, because you'll instantly die.
And make sure you constantly eat.
That's right. Well, I do that now. Dude's got Bjorn's question.
Do I have to read in a girl's voice? Or?
No.
Is it a girl?
We don't know if it's a girl.
We don't know what it is.
I need help from you guys. I have a hard time trying to explain to my friends, and actually everyone in Norway, what's so cool about the revolution. It seems like they look at the controller once, and then make up their minds about it. They say, it looks weird. So what do you guys think I should tell them?
Well, shove off!
You should tell them you're really a man.
I have to say, you sound like Michael Jackson.
Let's do
like the old pedophile on Family Guy.
Oh. All right, let Duke give his answer since he read the question.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, tell them that they look weird.
Yeah!
And, that's about it.
Yeah!
Then you punch
give
him in the neck.
Give it to him!
We do appreciate Bjorn's spreading the good word in Norway.
Yeah, do you think Bjorn actually went to everyone in Norway? Because he says, and actually everyone
or
in
she.
Norway, or oh. she, or it. I doubt it. How big is Norway, Professor? John Savage?
I didn't get my PhD yet in Norway, but,
probably like 10 people or something, right?
It's a couple acres. A couple acres.
15 yeah. tops. What, like the size of, like, Florida, or...
Well, Bjorn, we're now making it your personal mission to spread the good word, and you do what Dew says, because that'll get you far in life.
Yeah, either do that, or just, I mean, like all of us, we don't know how it's going to be until we play it. We should give it a fair shot. I mean, I'm not going to. I'm not buying that. You guys can.
It looks weird.
It looks too weird for me.
Kirby has guests question.
Mr. Guest, or Miss Guest, writes, how do you guys feel about the late release of The Revolution? Because of the Xbox 360 graphics,
drool!
Oh, okay, yeah, drool. I am very tempted to buy one, but it is so expensive.
IGN also had a story up about how they say that The Revolution will be released Thanksgiving 2006. Sony saying PS3 will come out in spring. What people don't keep in mind is most people say that their spring launch means in Japan, meaning America will get it 6 months later, so it should roughly put it around the same time as The Revolution here.
sorry, wait.
What?
I'm just... Japan will get it in spring, and then we end up getting it in Thanksgiving time.
Around then.
But wasn't there something about trying to keep it within, like, 3 months?
That's Nintendo, not Sony.
Oh,
Sony's not doing a worldwide release.
I zone a little.
Are you trying to tell me that you're saying that Sony PlayStation 3 and Nintendo Revolution are both made by Nintendo?
Well, they're all the same system, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Sony's gonna get owned, I can tell you that.
Because of the Xbox 360 graphics, blah blah blah. If you wanna buy one, buy one. You're right, it's expensive. I can't tell you how much I like the system because I only played it roughly one day. Once I get my working 360, I'll give you a better opinion. But if you're excited, go for it. I bought Condemned, Cameo, and Perfect Dark Zero. Perfect Dark Zero, Condemned is fun, and Cameo is excellent if you like rare platform games. So if you like rare platform games,
and you like premature beating of a game.
Wow.
Did,
thank you for finishing that slowly.
Everything on the show
premature
so
beating of a game.
Did Condemned
she's speaking
ever
directly
change
about
up? Like, did it ever switch up? Because I saw, for like a half hour, and it was pretty much the same.
That's
thing.
My one complaint about Condemned. Well, you do go to different areas.
You
and
do
it,
do.
It does help break up the game. you want to take a second to laugh at doo doo?
It breaks up the game, much like Doo Doo breaks up in the toilet.
Oh, God, Doo Doo humor's the best!
Thanks for keeping all right. relevant
to answer you, Nikki Hill, Condemned, it does get a little repetitive. But the later levels do help to spice things up.
Did you beat it?
No, I did not beat it because my Xbox 360 would not allow me to. I will be doing Captain N's questions. Why don't Nintendo just up the power of their system if their machine will be $200 and Xbox $299? Because nobody that buys the Xbox 360 for $299 is gonna keep it that way. They're gonna have to buy the hard drive or a memory card. So if, let's say memory card, that's another $50. You gotta buy a game, that's another $50 or $60. Gotta buy controllers for your friends if you wanna play, Xbox Live subscription. So it's not just $300. That's just the core system that is missing stuff that you're gonna need. So that's why. I don't think Nintendo should up the power of the system. As Nintendo has said, they're trying to go in a different direction with this system, so it's not all about graphics this time around. He continues to say, Dan, they should have had an HD DVD and said that have that Xbox 360 LOL. I think something was mistyped there. really don't think there's a video game war anymore. You know why? Because Nintendo is the only one trying to improve the video game experience. I'll agree with that. Sony is obsessed, like Reggie said, in making sure that, you use... their formats, Memory Stick Duo, Blu-ray, UMD says it all. Sony just want us to be down with their format. I'm sorry I'm having such a hard time to read this, but it's typed in internet language. Microsoft want us all to use their packages and operating systems. Why they are scared of Linux getting too popular, that's why. I don't know about that. Jonathan Savage, you use Linux. Do you think Linux is going to get... has any chance of becoming extremely popular? That would be a no.
I
just don't see it. If it hasn't happened by now, I don't know what they could do to Linux to up its popularity.
It's a cult thing.
They can... yeah, thing? Yeah, I'll agree with
really?
That.
Like some...
No, let's not say cult, yeah.
Well, no, like, it's,
niche.
Niche.
No, I think it's possible. I mean, just look with Max, look how much they've grown.
They have.
In the market.
They have grown. Those little babies of computer joy. Nintendo just does one thing, and that's make great games, apart from the billion-dollar Pokemon franchise, too. To me, the war has changed. Sony and Microsoft are using gamers to favor their operating systems and formats of media. Now, that's an argument that I agree with. Microsoft is trying to get you to go one way with their media, and PS3 is trying to get you to go another way, and they're forcing a lot of problems to happen in the media industry. Even movies are having a problem. Nintendo just wants you to play great games. You do the maths. What does the panel think?
I think Nintendo needs to switch their name to Nintendo ASAP. That's
that's revolutionary. Yeah.
Captain M, we appreciate your questions. We know, or you know we do. We've read them before, but this one, I had a little trouble reading it.
I think Captain M was just really excited to get this all typed out. You know, sometimes I stumble over my words when I'm excited.
We understand his excitement, and we agree with it. I'm not even going to say it.
Maybe his fingers were broken.
Maybe he had his younger sister type it. We don't know. Where's the younger brother? Okay. Last question. Mother Brain, Striker Jason.
I could have done that myself, thank you.
Go for it.
Striker Jason! How's it going? How do you guys...
When is Charles Grodin gonna fire her?
You don't want me as an enemy, do Michaels!
Or Charles Grodin.
Read the question!
I'm trying! How do you guys think that the classic Nintendo games that you can download on the Revolution will be integrated into online play? What classic games should be changed to include this feature? Good grammar!
Well, thanks, Teach. The obvious ones like Mario Party, sports games would benefit from being online. How they'll be integrating online play, I have no idea, but like I said, Mario Party will be obvious how they're doing it. They'll open up the board game play to more people. Instead of 4, it could be 14 or 32.
It would take you 30 years to get through a game.
And there will be the ultimate game.
Smash TV would be a pretty good online.
Smash TV with the amount of players matching the amount of bad guys that come out and attack you.
Speaking of online games...
Yes, Mother Brain?
If you live in the metropolitan area, you know that we had a really big snowstorm Friday morning into Friday afternoon.
Online
games. And, I played a little Animal Crossing with raw meat over Wi-Fi, and it was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
Is that what you wanted to get?
That's a good story.
I went to Mother Brain's town. She took me to her house, which is beautiful. Mine is a crap hole. My mom lives in my house with me, and, it has a blow-up pool, a bowling ball return, a grass carpet,
a phonograph,
and a phonograph.
and
a shovel.
Just can't get away from living with your parents, huh?
And I went to his town and I dug up all his flowers.
Yes, as I'm walking by my town, I'm walking through my town with Mother Brain there, and I see this little character bending over and picking my flowers. All of them disappearing.
Disappearing.
I'm so angry.
Disappearing.
Tom Nook made me take the time to plant those damn flowers, and then you go and take them back to your town.
Get off my land.
Then she steals all my fruit to sell it to her guy.
I did not steal it. Wow. I took like 6 apples.
But anyway, back in Mother Brain's town, saw her house, met some of the townspeople. We went fishing for a little bit. I believe Mother Brain called me a couple names, and then I left. So
she robs from the poor.
Exactly. She's like, oh, I can get $500 for these apples in my town. Yoink, yoink, all the trees dead.
You heard it here first. Animal Crossing teaches kids to steal.
And that's why it's game of the year.
And it ruins relationships.
Yeah, now the people in my town have no food to eat.
I swear to God, I took like 6 apples.
Oh, really? 6? That's a lot. You know how many cherries I took from your town? 1.
Well, that's not my fault. I told you to take.
I worry about your townspeople. That's the problem. You want to let them die so you can eat their bodies and steal their stuff. Alright, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening, everybody. We were asked to talk about how many subscribers we have now. It's over 100,000. That's all I can tell you.
And we are so thankful
for each and every one of them, and even the people that don't subscribe, we're thankful for you too.
We love you all, each and every one.
We do. We all keep you in our hearts, and John the Savage, I'm sure, keeps them
in his dreams. Yeah.
All of the fans and Charles Grodin holding hands and singing.
In also, the warehouse.
If you haven't started your Christmas or holiday shopping yet, you should probably start doing that.
You're
had
such
to remind
a teacher.
Everyone.
Go stop the show. I apologize.
Oh, I
want to
say
tonight.
One more thing.
I
can't.
I got my hand.
Everybody give John Savage the table. Let him say one more thing.
I got an email last week, and the debate about the Mario thing still goes on. So there's still some disgusted people out there.
But what did they say?
they hate us.
That we say it all wrong.
I spoke with someone who's Italian who has an uncle. She calls him Uncle Mario.
Well, yeah, that's Mario. The definitive answer right there, I think. If she's got an Italian uncle and she's Italian.
I say it both ways. I guess because I'm half Italian.
Tomato, tomato.
Mario, potato, Mario.
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 All right, that's the end.
We don't have
goodbye.